today on 4CA. John McKenzie, 1300 872 911.
I've got to say, I looked at this article that squirreled away on page 5 of the Cairns Post today, and it stirred up more than a frisson of enthusiasm. I thought, the new laws, adult crime, adult time, maybe this is the beginning, the real beginning. I don't know yet. If you listen closely, we'll find out more about it. Marnie Buchanan wrote this on page 5 of the Cairns Post. It's under the heading, New Laws Catch Teen Car Thief Out. Have a listen. A young offender who was involved in 50 stolen car rides in Cairns and hit adulthood, as Queensland introduced new sentencing rules, has been sentenced to 12 months jail. Cairns magistrate Michael Dalton said that had the meth injector, aged 18, appeared a month earlier, his juvenile criminal history would not have been shared. He would have been sentenced as a youthful first-time offender, probably to a period of probation, with no convictions recorded. But Queensland changed the rules around sentencing on the 28th of February. Remember that date? 28th of February. Everyone's been saying, oh, bring it on. February 28th, it's there. And his juvenile criminal history now followed him into adulthood. The court was told, Mr. Dalton told the teenager he was, quote, in a different world now that he was 18. Now, the court was told the man's juvenile history included about 50 entries for unlawful use of motor vehicles and another 50 for property crimes like stealing and burglary. How many of these are out and about there these days? But a glimmer of hope on the horizon. Now, the man pleaded guilty to unlawfully using two motor vehicles in mid-January, a fuel drive-off and attempted burglary at a house on Christmas night. The court was told the cars, a Subaru Forester and a Subaru Liberty, were stolen January 14 and January 16, and police used tyre deflation devices on each occasion to stop the cars around the Manura area. Three other teenagers fled from each vehicle. Here we go again. They were aged between 13 and 16, the court was told. I'll cut to the chase here. Mr. Dalton sentenced this person to 12 months prison with a parole release date April 17. But that's taking into account the 66 days he'd spent in custody. See, these new laws have been saying, when are they going to start to bite? Well, it's only a nip. But clearly, the months are moving remorselessly ahead for these criminals. And this is certainly encouraging to the ocean of victims out there, including everyone listening to this bloody program, except the crims themselves. I've got David Kempton on the line. David picks up the phone, which surprises me sometimes, because he knows what I'm going to be talking about. Now, he's the state member for Cook for the LNP, and David Kempton is a lawyer. David, good morning.
G'day, John. You want to talk about the games today, no doubt.
Well, am I right to be encouraged by this development in court? Oh,
absolutely. And if you want a very succinct description of how the new laws work, the magistrate, Michael Dalton's nailed it. I think he really has given a very good example of exactly how they're going to work. Just bear in mind this offender, 50 homes he's broken into and stolen cars. And under the previous law, he would have got, as it says, probation with no conviction recorded for 50 offences. Mm. So now he's caught up with him. He's been dealt with under adult crime, adult time, and he's been treated as he would if he was an adult. And the message is getting out there.
Well, it's only happened yesterday, so it's put me getting out in a big way, but it will from now on by the sounds of it. Let's say, David, let's step through, if you don't mind, in language we can all relate to. Now, it won't be just this particular Judge Dalton. These kids that have been inflicting misery on our community, at what stage do they become open to adult law, if you like, adult crime, adult time?
Under the previous regime, detention was a last resort, as we've talked about before. So kids could just go on and on and on and there'd be no consequences. So when our laws were passed in December and came in effect on the 28th of January, any young offender who offends by committing an adult crime, and there's a list of them there, will be dealt with as if he's an adult, which means he's previous criminal history can be taken into account. There is no detention as a last resort, and he'll be treated, or he or she will be treated as a foreign adult. And it's just going to start biting. There'll be more and more people taken into custody and kept in custody.
Where?
Where?
Yes, where? Because the detention centres are bursting.
Well, where we well, that's got to be addressed. Doesn't mean that this guy's in custody now, so it doesn't mean that they're not being put in there. There is overcrowding, again, as a result of Labor doing nothing for a decade about creating these detention centres and remand centres that we've talked about before. Mm. That's a problem we face, but we'll get them off the streets and keep them off the streets.
I love the commitment. I really do. But I'm just, you know, the bleeding hearts will be out there sharpening their knives saying, oh, let them try it. Oh, because this will be cruel, terribly cruel if they're not actually in comfortable surroundings and getting lessons in their future lives and abiding by the law and going and having meetings with their victims or whatever. I mean, this is the issue we've got. We've been so inured to the appalling treatment of victims in the past year is that people are sort of suspicious. So I'm hoping you give us updates like this as regularly as we need them, David, because the adjustment period's going to be, it won't just be a matter of weeks, it's going to be months.
But, John, just take into account, these offences happened in January. The law came into effect on the 28th of February, and here we are within a month, and they're all taking effect. Mm. And if you look at the second half of that article, it's all about the bleeding heart and the, you know, the terrible lives that these offenders have. But the magistrate took that into account, but still followed adult crime, adult time. So, you know, I'm confident within a number of months we're going to start seeing some turnaround.
I'm so happy we're talking about it now. I'm surprised. Admittedly, had David Crisser fully not given us all the information about the Olympics yesterday and the construction efforts, et cetera, and what we're getting here in Cairns, it might have been a more significant story. It deserves to be after the misery we've all endured. But you've now broken the details of this on air, and I'm, to say the least, excited, because we've been working hell for leather on this matter for years, not just here on this talkback show. You know, the Keith Hambergers and the Goldsworths, various other people in the same game as you as a lawyer, they've been on this program demanding this for years. My God, it's taken a long time. But, David, this is a really significant development.
But, John, if you recall, our earlier conversations were all about the laws and empowering and resourcing police, and I had previously been a little bit critical of the magistrates for not picking up the cudgel, but they are, and they're now, the laws are in place, they've been enacted, and here's a good example of how the magistrates are now reflecting the community expectation. We're not going to see more, we're not going to see less.
Yeah, exactly. We can't really talk much about the magistrate involved, Dalton, but you seem to be impressed by what he's come up with here.
Well, what he says in those paragraphs you read out is it explains the laws perfectly.
Yes, exactly.
And the word with these young people, suddenly things are getting serious. You watch.
Well, I love this commitment of yours. You watch. But I'm just hoping Dalton won't be the last of them, or in fact, I would hope all the other magistrates who are going to be involved in these cases will follow his lead. Are you confident?
Oh, yeah. Well, already up in Mareeba, we're seeing more people kept in, young people, sorry, serious and repeat young offenders kept in custody.
Yes.
And it's going to happen across the state. We'll have to work out where they're going to go, but that's an issue that's being addressed at the moment. Just Molly and talking only about intervention and rehabilitation, and we are talking about taking serious repeat offenders off the street.
Mm. Oh, gee, David, this is a very significant discussion we're having this morning. I've got to say I'm greatly relieved that we've got to this stage. My God, it's been a battle for the people in this city. But I'm hoping people listening to you now will take heart, because we're seemingly back on the right track, David Kempton. Thank you.
Well, John, if you go back to the front page where they took a survey of 80 people in a population of 160,000 and we're all quivering under our beds with guns and knives and things, I think there are some serious inroads being made into the crime situation in the far north, and I'm confident we're going to turn this around.
Mm. I'm certainly encouraged, and I hope the listeners are too. That's David Kempton. He's the state member for the seat of Cook.